Welcome back to The Upswing, the business of sports we do on Wednesdays. Our loyal, faithful, wonderful Mark Cass is on vacation this week. So filling in for him, the illustrious Brian Lammy joins us via phone. Brian, how are you this morning?
I'm thinking sports business this morning on a commercial shoot with Donald Driver and Visit Lake Geneva. So we're having a bunch of fun on a brisk fall morning here.
All right. That's good. How's it going so far? Is it a Wisconsin tourism shoot?
This is a Visit Lake Geneva shoot with our friend Stephanie Klett.
All right.
Actually, if it's okay with you, I could have the talent of the whole deal tell you how it's going so far. Can we get Donald to say hello quick? Is that acceptable here?
Of course. Donald Driver, how are you this beautiful morning?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Very good. Very good. So you looking forward to putting together another wonderful spot for the good people in Lake Geneva?
Yes, it's been great all day long. I'm here now I was at a corn maze this morning, running through there, enjoying myself, and realized that sometimes you think you know your right directions, you get lost in that thing. So I had to come out the bushes, but it worked out well.
All right, very good. So with all the work that Team Lammy has done with the recent Just a Bit Outside Brewers documentary, when are we going to see a documentary on Donald Driver?
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one for Team Lammy. I think so many people have asked that question years and years, is when I'm going to do a documentary. I think if we ever decide to do that, Team Lammy will be the ones to do it. But
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I think the Brewers one was awesome and phenomenal, just the history of that amazing organization.
Yeah. Well, we are.
Jeff, here's a tease, Jeff. Kelly Call, former head of CBS Entertainment, has been kicking around a general concept around a Packers documentary. So lots of work still to be done, but we'll see if somewhere down the road, because they've done such a phenomenal job with Just a Bit Outside and that Brewers movie that so many people have been raving about, who knows if there may be something in the future. And now fans are hearing about it on your show first.
Very good. I love it. And we're big fans, Donald, of the Quickie books in the Sherman household. Our kids love them. We love to see that as obviously you've already taken it to first stage, but to get wider release for those stories would be wonderful as well.
Yeah, right now I'm working on produced 14 episodes for a Quickie series. We just finished the three final episodes. We're getting ready to try to pitch it to somebody and hoping that we can create an animated show or a normal TV show. So I can't wait.
All right. That's very good. All right. Well, what are your predictions for the rest of the Packers season here?
No, it's been great. I mean, I think they've been able to pull some wins off. It's great to have Jordan Love back. It's great to have Dobbs back. And so, they played well last week, and it shows that they have a young group, talent group. But sky's the limit. Again, they control their own destinies week in and week out. And so Matt LaFleur has been doing a great job with that team, kind of saying, hey, listen, we're going to carry together. When we lose together. When we win together. And it shows right now that these guys have an opportunity to go further than they expected.
All right. Very good. All right. We are talking with Brian Lammy and former Packer great Donald Driver. They are live in Lake Geneva. Donald working on a TV spot for Lake Geneva Tourism this morning. Donald, what else is on your docket for the rest of the year?
Oh, my gosh. I wish I could tell you it all. But, we got the big turkey trot coming up on December 4th. We can't wait to just honor so many great people in this community that we get to give them an opportunity to have, food for the holidays. And so we're going to do that in Milwaukee, and then we're also going to do one in Appleton and Green Bay. So we can't wait to do that for them. And then we're going to do some Christmas stuff to just give kids an opportunity to have a great Christmas. You know, I've been blessed in my career to play 14 years in the National Football League, to be associated with the state of Wisconsin for almost 25 years. It's been truly amazing. So we just got to continue to give back to this community that has truly served me and my family for a very long time.
All right. Very good. Well, we appreciate all you do. All the best with the rest of your time today in Lake Geneva. Have fun, and we will talk to you again very soon. Brian, stay on the line. When we
Thank
come
you.
Back, we'll talk a little bit about equity deals for athletes moving forward. I want to get an update on the Wisconsin Sports Hall of Fame and a few other topics with Brian Lammy, president of Team Lammy. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Brian Lammy, president at Team Lammy. Brian, appreciate your time this morning. So, Brian...
Same here. Excited to be here.
Great. So, I know you watch sports brands really closely day to day. It's what you do. And Elliott Hill yesterday kind of assumed the mantle at Nike as CEO and president. He took the position earlier this year. Monday was his first day. You know, Nike shares have fallen by about 25% year to date this year. What do you think, just from your lens, Nike can do to turn the tide?
Well, that's such a competitive space in general. You have so many sports brands, and not just the major legacy brands, you know, like Adidas and, you know, Puma and some of those brands, but now you have these, you know, this wide array of other shoe companies that you're competing with. So it's a tough deal overall, but I think Nike usually pivots back to top athletes being one with athletes of all walks of life, but certainly elite athletes. And I think as long as they get back to telling that story, they usually find a way to win at the end of the day. So yeah. I would never bet against Nike. They'll figure it out in due time.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how they go. I think getting back to the kind of the core just do it principles and really focusing on the niches that got them to where they are. You know, they lost that way a little bit with some of the running shoes, and now they have an opportunity to kind of get back to, you know, the heart of what they're all about. It'll be interesting to watch the brand continue to evolve. It's obviously a huge player in the space. So what are you seeing in terms of kind of the rise of equity-based marketing deals for the athletes you're working with? Are you seeing, you know, your clients being more purpose-driven in what they're looking for and more selective in brand partnerships?
You know, I'd like to think a lot of our guys have kind of operated in that way for a long time, as far as you want to find that authentic fit. What's something that they really believe in? How is there a true connection with the brand? But I think you are seeing more community-focused initiatives and partnerships. You're seeing, I think, brands being more thoughtful, because there's, I think, more with athletes as overall ambassadors and spokespeople that you can kind of build campaigns around. So it's not just they averaged 20 points and, or, you know, scored 3 touchdowns. It's here's what's really compelling about their story, and how can we dive deeper around that connection for all that they bring to the table off the court or off the field. So I think as you're kind of diving deeper into some of those partnerships, it kind of lends itself to longer-term potential, and sometimes the athletes saying, hey, I want to be a part of this success that I can help build with the brand, and sharing that equity, sharing that value. I think it provides a number of exciting opportunities, and it lets some of these young startup brands that may compete with a Nike or other more established brands, it gives them the opportunity to compete with some major names by offering more upside rather than just cutting a big check and then seeing where the buy-in goes from there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, no matter what, it's about partnership, and if both sides kind of have, quote, equity in the deal, you're gonna be able to craft a better partnership moving forward. That's interesting. So a new partnership with one of your clients. Obviously, we just talked to Donald Driver for a little bit, but you also work with former Packers kicker Mason Crosby. Mason Crosby has a new radio show. How did that deal come together, and how do you work with the former athletes to find the right fit in terms of what they want to do?
Yeah, I think I would go back to the word authenticity, you know, what's important to them. And in Mason's case, he's really passionate about being involved with media and really finding the right fit. He had already launched a podcast with his brother. He plans to launch another podcast around wine with his wife, Molly. And I think it's just something he's passionate about. He wanted to do more of. So it really was kind of exploring for a number of months. balancing that versus is he still going to be playing football this year and what could that look like?
Mm-hmm.
And kind of providing, you know, a number of options, you know, for him to consider. In addition to the radio show, I also think in the next 30 to 45 days we'll announce a community partnership and an opportunity that Mason's going to be a part of a big event that will raise money here in the state of Wisconsin and kind of be an annual event with Mason to be a big part of it. So I know that's really important to Mason. He's been a supporter of Make-A-Wish and a number of other causes over the years. And it's just a matter, I think, of kind of finding the right partnerships and the right fit to really amplify and grow that story.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah, that would be interesting to look forward to. We got about 30 seconds or so, but I wanted to get your quick take on a possible WNBA expansion in Milwaukee. Now, obviously, three teams, Golden State, Toronto, and Portland, are on the docket. As you look to the future of what Milwaukee could be, what's the possibility of WNBA in Milwaukee?
Well, I would say my personal goal would be that we see it. As a proud longtime girls basketball coach, seeing the strength and growth of that game, and even outside of just the passion around women's sports, we're mm-hmm. seeing the real business value as these valuations have risen, the success of Caitlin Clark. So I would like to think that there's a high probability and one day we'll have WNBA teams in almost every NBA market, and hopefully Milwaukee is going to be one of them.
Very good. Brian Lemmy.